Welcome to Dark Side Adventures, an 18 and older, not safe for work podcast where we explore the dark side of sex, the world of kink, fetish, and BDSM lifestyle. Welcome to Dark Side Adventures, an 18 and older, not safe for work podcast where we explore the dark side of sex, the world of kink, fetish, and BDSM lifestyle. Yeah. Oh man. Welcome back everybody. Dark Side Adventures. What is this? Episode 22?
Something like that. I don't know. We've recorded them and uploaded them in a different order. So
yeah, sorry guys. Right, y'all are getting them a little bit of out of order, but it's okay. I mean, regardless, it's still the same message. Eventually it'll be put in order, so you'll
Maybe. Just leave it out of order to mess with y'all's OCD.
Oh man, well, where are our manners? We are your hosts tonight. I am Edwin.
I'm Coco.
And welcome back to Dark Side Adventures, episode 22. And today is actually National Red Hat Society Day. Shout out to all the ladies. I had no clue what it was until she had told me.
I used to have a Red Hat Society group that would come into my restaurants, and they were the cutest little ladies ever. For those of you who don't know who the Red Hat Society are, it was founded in 1998. It is a social group for women. It started off as elderly women, and then it's been open to women of all ages now. They all wear red hats and they come and socialize and most of them have food and wine.
You can't argue with that. As long as they're being pleasant, you know, not being mean or anything. But
they were always so sweet.
I was about to say, if they're having wine, they should be wonderful. Little drug red hat old ladies.
Yes.
Oh man. Bro, like it feels like we just recorded, which I think we did.
We did. We recorded just yesterday.
Just yesterday, yeah. I'm definitely happy. These housekeeping meetings are doing wonders. Yes. Man, like I usually ask what's been going on with you, but I always feel like I need to go first.
Yes, you need to go first. It's always me. Now it's you.
Oh man, so this week has just been kind of weird. I feel like a lot of things in my life are a little bit out of order. I mean, in order, but out of order at the same time. So I'm trying to just make like adjustments, or over the weekend, I've been making small adjustments. Couple weird things that has happened is on Friday. No, it was yesterday. I had the worst day ever. I think I was telling Coco. So I have like this little, like, obviously like the little switch. I told the story yesterday on the last one, but finally, I had to go to the Napa Auto Parts store, which luckily, like, this dude was like real cool. Like, he really like he helped me out. He gave luckily they had the part, and you know, they had the they didn't have like a barrel connector, which obviously like it literally just like a cylinder, a little metal piece that you clip, and you're supposed to be able to basically take two spliced wires and, you know, conjoin them. But they didn't have any, so I kind of I got to use quotations here. I ghetto rigged a barrel connector, and realize, yeah, it's not gonna work. So, yeah, bro, tell me about it. So, I went ahead and just kind of jerry rigged the original one that was on there. Gave it a little heat shrink, the little black tape. After I set back up everything, click. I was like, hey. Yeah. Man, so that was,
you didn't fucking give it up
for real. That was a definite lift off of our shoulders. So, well, my shoulder. It's just me riding, so it don't really matter. And honestly, just like trying to get these little shorts out, because I'm gonna be honest with you. It's hard to go back sometimes and like sit there and like listen for hours. You're like, man, that's a good one. That's a good one, but I can't post that like that. You know what I mean? So, that's kind of the hard part sometimes. And like I was telling Coco earlier, I was listening to like everything from number one to number four of our episodes that we very first put out. Quality sounded like, you know, we're sitting in, we're not even sitting in the bathroom. It sounds like we're sitting outside trying to do this podcast. Yeah, it was terrible, but trying to go back and find little tidbits for those are hard. Like, I even feel like I have to go back again. And I was like 2.5 hours in, fell asleep. And yeah, like it's hard to sit there and listen and listen and listen with the audio the way it is. Like, sometimes I can hear it. Like, sometimes we're loud and clear. Other times, like, sounds like we're not even on there. Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah. I'm so glad we figured out how to get separate audio tracks.
Right.
Because in the beginning, I did not think that would make as big of a difference as it does, but it really does, because your microphone is crazy loud. And mine, I'm like basically eating my microphone, and I'm pretty soft when I go back to listen to it. So it's nice to be able to adjust them.
Yeah, very true. And what's funny is, like, normally I feel like I'm pretty quiet, so that's kind of weird. You know, yeah, I think you even told me last time, you're like, can you turn up your microphone? I was like, what?
I did have you turn up your microphone a couple times. It was weird.
Maybe, do I need to turn it back down? Do I need to turn it down?
No, you're fine today. Don't move it. Don't move it.
Man, what's been going on with you?
I did a lot of editing today, both for here and for, I'm tying up loose ends with Think Justice. Decided, I don't know if the announcement has gone out for Dank Justice by the time this was posted yet, but I have stepped back from Dank Justice because I just haven't had enough time. And Master and I have decided that my mental health has taken a dive. And unfortunately, that was in the list of all of my priorities. That was one of the ones that got cut. So I will be currently editing what I have for Dank Justice, and then Puo will continue to run Dank Justice, and it'll be amazing for her. So, but I edited a couple of the ones I have for her left. I only have two more for Dank Justice, and then I'm done editing for them, which is for her for Dank Justice, which is exciting and sad. And then I edited a few for us here on Dark Side Adventures. And then I got to chat with my friend Alex, who is going to be on our show in a couple episodes. And nice. We nailed down some things, and I am super excited to bring him on. He's pretty excited to be on too. He's kind of nervous. He's like, I've never been on a podcast before. Never been asked to be on a podcast before. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be really good.
Man, I can't wait.
Yes. I love hearing him talk about his kinks, because they are like out of this world, and they kind of boggle my mind listening to them. Some of it, I'm like, yes. Some of it, I'm like, but why?
So, how do you do those things?
But why? So, super excited to get him on and have him start chatting with us.
Oh man, yeah, he's always welcome. Tell him it's just like group chat in Discord. It's basically like him. That.
That's what I told him. I was like, it's just gonna be like a big old conversation. He's like, do you have any questions you need to ask? And I was like, well, I mean, none specifically. He's like, oh, okay, I guess I'll figure it out. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have more help for you. That's been my weekend. It's been your crazy week. And on those notes, I think we should jump right into our conversation today.
Oh man, this one I feel like we all get a dose of in one way or another, whether it be from tonight. We're going to be talking about the overall, I mean, this is kind of the place where it starts, and basically it's, you know, vanilla sex education.
We're talking about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
The birds and the bees.
The birds and the bees. Like, oh man. You know, I got many, from like my first kiss to like maybe I think like my first hand job to like my first, like the first time I did it, which is like, man, the things that I'm glad that vanilla sex ed taught me, and the things that, like, you know, I've also implemented from there has definitely helped me, you know, go without having, you know, any major issues in children. Trust me, I've had an issue, you know, before. So it's, anyway, that's a topic for later on in the podcast. So
my parents were always very open about what sex was, how babies were made. I have a ton of siblings. Like, it was not uncommon to hear the word sex in my house. It wasn't ever done inappropriately. It was always age appropriate. But my parents always used like actual body parts as like the words we use to describe our body. They always, you know, said we'd ask where babies come from. Well, when two people have sex, a baby is put in your mom's belly. Like that was always our kind of sex ed. So they didn't ever just have one like, okay, sit down, here's your birds and the bees tag. Well, story time, we're gonna jump right into it. I was telling Edwin about this earlier, but we're gonna hear it. So I hadn't ever heard, I was homeschooled, so when I was like 13 or so, somebody told me that their mom and dad gave them the birds and the bees talk, and I was like, what? Huh? And so I went home to my mom and dad and I was like, mom, like, so-and-so said that her parents gave her the birds and the bees talk, but she wouldn't tell me what was it about. Like, what's the birds and the bee talk? So my mom.
Oh no.
Y'all know how sarcastic and sassy I am. I get it from someone. My mom went, well, you see, there's two types of people in this world, okay? There's birds who find somebody who loves them and partners with them and stays with them through the good and the bad, and they have babies and, you know, they raise them and it's great. And then there's the bees, and they flit from flower to flower to flower, to flower, to flower, to flower, to flower, oh, gathering no. all of the nectar from all of the flowers.
Oh no.
And they don't care what flower it is. They don't care how sweet it is. They don't care. They'll just flit to whatever flower they want looks good that day. And so that's why you want to be a bird and not a bee slut. And so that's why she's like, that's why you're a bird, not a bee slut. And so that was my official birds and the bee talk.
Never had that talk. You know what I heard from my mother growing up? I shit you not, don't get no woman pregnant or I'm shipping you back. Bro, I'm being serious. That was with those words, though, I made it, you know, well past 30 with no children. So, hey, shout out to the old lady over there. But that's basically, I mean, notice the difference in in parenting. Yes. However, you know, I mean, clearly it did enough to have us, you know, following the best footsteps possible, or the ones that we feel is right. You know, no disrespect to anybody who has children or anything like that. You know, people want that, and I'm happy that people have that, because kids are fucking entertaining. Like, they are a hoot. But man, like, taking care of them, just them being sloppy, like having to, like, oh man, something
is, are sassy little yep. shitheads who don't listen, who want to scream, who make a mess, but then look at you because they are the most adorable thing ever, and you go, I made you and I love you, or right. I adopted you and I love you. And they're still aggravating and frustrating, but at the same time, you just know that that's how they're gonna be.
Yep. And some, it's even worse whenever you just start to notice those traits that you have that they get too. You're like, God damn, where'd you get that? Me. Yeah. 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 So, but no, like, you know, I'm sure you know, going back to sex ed and all, you know, sex ed is, I'm sure, still taught in some schools. I just don't think it's taught to, in my personal opinion, I feel like all 4 years of high school, you still need to have sex ed. Whether it be, you know, just a mandatory, like, you know, class, or, you know, it's an elective that you have to take. An elective you have to take. That way you at least...
required electives, like art.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Right. You know, I feel like it must be taken, because you need to learn, you know, if you're going to be out there doing those things, especially if, you know, if you're a young man too. Like, I didn't want to get here, but I'm going to go ahead and push these buttons here. So I was on Facebook the other day, and one of the people on there that, you know, I'm friends with, they're trans, went from female to male, posted it was like a little saying or whatever. It's like, if lesbians can control their urges for women, men should be able to do the same, right? I gave her some leeway, because I was like, 100%, you know, it's all about self-control. However, if we're also going to talk about biology as well, I was like, men have, I think it's like, what is it, 10 times the testosterone, or like 100 times, something like that, compared to women. So it's like, with that, automatically it's like, chase, go, you know what I mean? So let me go forward, because I know I'm gonna start ranting. But you know, as like a young man, it's like, you need to know these things and know how to you know, either find safe ways to get that energy out, or find other ways to transfer that energy into something else. So, you know, I think all men should know this. All men should know how to use a condom. All that should be like a non-negotiable. I know we talk about that in the show. Condoms should be non-negotiable. And I mean, for everybody, if you are a woman wanting to have sex with a, you know, a young gentleman, you know, make it mandatory.
I carried around condoms when I was not in a serious relationship and fluid bonded. Like, I carried around condoms, because then when guys were like, oh, I don't have a condom, here you go.
Right. I do. Got you, fam.
I got you. What size do you want? What kind do you want?
Right.
Flavored? Non-flavored? Mm-mm. What do you want? I gave them options.
No, it's true. So, like, that's all I was going for mainly was, you know, if you're going to be having sex, you know, we always talk about safety in the show. Well, what is your first line of defense? A lot of y'all don't even have that. You know what I mean? So, that, you know, condoms should be a non-negotiable. And we haven't actually gotten into the contraception, you know, topic yet, but that's going to come. But anything you want to add in there?
Yeah, a couple of things. So I know a lot of places, their sex ed is still abstinence. And while, yes, I believe that abstinence should be preached for children, for teenagers and children, I don't think you should be out there having sex until you're an adult. They still need to understand at an appropriate level to their age what sex is, what hormones they're going to be feeling. Edwin was just saying, you know, like men's biology, they're like, oh, look, chase. Like, we need to be able to explain that and be like, this is what it is. Yes, we need to preach consent, enthusiastic consent, and active participation, because I believe that if we teach both boys and girls, both men and women, females and males, what hormones are going to do to you and what becoming sexual is going to do and those feelings that you're going to have, I believe the more knowledge you have, the better prepared you are, the less likely you are to do something without someone's consent.
True.
And the more you know, the less likely you are to, even if you have someone's consent, but the less likely you are to make a mistake where STDs or STIs are involved, where there's either a pregnancy scare or an actual pregnancy. There's, you know, all of these things that be as safe as possible to try to prevent that if that's not something you're looking for.
Agreed. I guess now we can kind of transition a little bit.
Yes. I'm going to put this out there. We assume that if you are listening to this podcast, obviously you are over the age of 18, but you also know male into female, dodo into female. You know how to do that. You know how sexual intercourse happens. If you have questions, email us, because I feel like if we go too into detail, we will be kicked off.
Oh yeah.
So guaranteed. Email us. We'll be happy to email back and forth with you to, if you're over 18, to try to explain this to you.
Agreed. So I guess I'm going to talk about like a few experiences that I've had. And then I'll go into my experiences and then just kind of roll over into contraception and STDs. So that way we're kind of, we're moving along here. So the very first time that like I had any type of like sexual experience, it was one of those weird situations. So I was in a friend's house and I was like in the room with this chick and we were just kind of like talking and whatnot. And you know, she's looking at me and I'm looking at her and I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? Yeah, bruh, I was so young. And so I ended up just like, you know, walking up to her and, you know, she went up and like kissed my lips and I kissed hers. And that was my first kiss.
Ooh, what?
I know. Feisty. Speed up years later. The first time I ever had the fun stuff, I was actually at a friend's pool party, and what had happened was you know, I just had gotten drunk, and I guess she was drunk as well, which this is why the story starts to get a little odd. And like the older I think about it, the more I think about like how worse it could have been. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, it was underage drinking, you know what I mean? And like,
yeah,
you know, we were both, you know, a little drunk as well, so it could have been, you know, an issue with consent, which, you know, we'll get to on in there as well. But you know, I was drunk and she was drunk and we just kind of did it, you know. And that was, you know, my very first time, and I was more shocked. And I think like all men kind of have like the realization, like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now, you know. like a little kid, I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is something new. Anyway, you know, speed up years later, you know, one of the things that I've learned, especially from that first experience, is like, just always wear a condom. Like, you know, even if something were to happen, you can't say you didn't try, you know what I mean? Like, you at least gave it some effort. And for the most part, you know, it's not for the most part, it has been successful. Clearly, I don't have any kiddos. However, I have been burned. So I was like, you know, there was a group play that I was in, and it was just like, you know, it was just like a couple. So it was cool. And so, you know, I went to bed the next day, you know, obviously like after taking a shower and whatnot, slept, woke up. Everything was fine. Next day, I woke up and I was like, okay, there's something not right in this region. It wasn't like anything like itchy or anything, you know, like that. But like, it was like, without going too far in depth, like I had gotten an STD. So that was something that like I never, you know, thought about, you know, that it would actually like happen. And so that was one of those times where it was, you know, it was basically like bareback. Like, I didn't use like, you know, there wasn't any kind of, I assumed like, hey, it's a couple, you know, like they, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Not even thinking about it. And so after that had happened, and that was like, you know, eye opening. Cause I was like, you know, everybody's thinking like, oh, I'll just have sex. Like, ain't nothing gonna happen to me, bro. It could happen to anybody. So, you know,
sure can.
It could happen to anybody. So my point to be made with that is like, you know, had I have stuck to my guns and used the condom like I was, you know, originally did, you know, nothing would have happened as well. But then on top of that, and this is something that a lot of people don't talk about either, is whenever something happens to you, remember, you have to go back to the source and let them know what's going on too. So yes, that's, it was already like a strange enough conversation to like have with people, but then having to like have that conversation, that's one of those like strange ones. You know what I mean? It's like almost having to like, you know, call your sibling or something and tell them their significant other is cheating on them. Like, how do you, you know, put that into words sometimes, you know? So kind of had to, you know, talk there. And then obviously, like, you know, we had the talk and it was good. Everybody got their things, you know, taken care of. So my whole point with that and everything is, you know, STDs, don't think that you are
immune.
Yeah, literally, you know, don't think that you are immune to, you know, any type of STD, because you could have, it could happen to you, you know. All it takes is either, you know, one slip up or you just like not thinking about it, or even, you know, God forbid I say it, like even sometimes being too trusting, you know, it could happen to you. So always make sure you have some form of contraception. You know, obviously like condoms work really well for both.
Condoms will help with both the pregnancy and STDs.
Yep. So go ahead and do that. And that's, I mean, that kind of, anything you want to throw in there, I kind of went to point two as well. So
you did kind of, no, you went to point two, which is great. Do you want to explain for those who may or may not know, how do you put a condom on?
Oh man, so it's really strange. It's almost like it's almost like toilet paper. You want
it's almost like toilet paper.
So you want, there's two sides, obviously. So the side usually that has the mountain, right? Or the little what they call the reservoir on the end, the little mountain, right? You grab it with your index finger and your thumb, right?
I can just, Edwin is showing me exactly how to do it. And I can just imagine him being like a sex ed teacher putting it over a banana. I'm just sitting here giggling. That's all.
Over a banana, over a beer bottle, whichever one is. You know,
over your foot.
Yeah, over your leg, whichever one. And that's obviously the mountain side is the side that you want, because, right, the mountain side is supposed to catch most of the love butter. Yeah. Thank you. I said love butter.
Hence why it's called a reservoir.
Yeah. So you take it, and it almost looks like a little like cork sort of, you know, if you're grabbing it the way I told you to grab it. You take the front end of the object that you are trying to put it over, and you literally just put it right in front of it. You just put the little bottle cap side right in front of it. You take your other fingers, the left hand or the right hand, whichever side that's not being done. Yeah, yeah. You take your index finger and your thumb, and obviously you pull back. And what you'll see, or you'll start to notice, is it'll start to just roll, you know, over the object. And so that's what you want. The problem is if you notice, or if you think you grab it on the wrong side, you'll notice it won't roll freely. And that's how you can tell you're putting on the condom wrong. Just a few tips here. Being shaved around that area definitely helps with any type of pulling from the condom. if you're getting any weird fiery sensations before you even have like sex with the condom on, that usually means the condom is too small. So go ahead and change that out. You don't want anything to happen to you. And then
too small could lead to a rip.
Very true. And then also make sure you inspect the condom before you even open it. So inspect the wrapper, make sure there's no holes poked in it or anything like that, or any rips or tears. And last but not least, which a lot of people don't check for, but probably should, check for the expiration on the condom, because you never know, they could be expired.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So, you know, just because it's a condom doesn't mean it's good. You know, it's just like trying to drink spoiled milk. It's something you definitely shouldn't do.
Exactly. One, another thing to think about is, has the been keeping it in his wallet or in his car in the hot Ooh. Sun where it's been baking?
Deterioration of the...
Yes.
Yeah. Man, like... compromises the integrity of the condom.
It sure does, which is another reason I was more than happy to provide condoms, because then I knew where they were.
So
another thing, Edwin mentioned it, but you definitely want to pinch the, how did you put it,
The mountain
you want to pinch the- you want to pinch the mountain in because you want to leave just a little bit of space, because if it's too tight on where you're putting it, there's no room for the emission to go, so it could seep out of the condom, and it makes less of a mess if you leave a little bit of space on the end.
Pop pop. Pop pop. I mean, obviously we don't want that, but yes. Pop pop.
Yes. So that is how to use a condom. There are other sorts of contraceptions. Condoms, to my knowledge, are the only ones that will prevent an STD for penetration. What are they called? Dental dams, which are, they're just like a rectangle of, I need to send you that TikTok. We'll put it in the bio too, because it's hilarious. There's a TikToker who tries a bunch of like female things, and he'll review them, and he had no idea what a dental dam is, which is, it's a rectangle piece of, I think it's latex, that stretchy, and you use it as a barrier between your mouth and as you are providing oral. And he just is like, I don't know what this is. Like, is it a hat? Is it this? And he like stretches it over his face and breathes in and out of it. It's hilarious. But yes, so dental dams, that it provides a barrier that can also prevent STDs if used correctly. You can, and then if you are fluid bonded with somebody, means you normally means you have seen each other's STD panels and know that you're clean, or you know that the other person has HIV or AIDS or something like that, and you have accepted it and you know what's going on. So if you're fluid bonded, there's also birth controls. There's different types. There's pills. There's the NuvaRing, there's IUDs. I personally have the, now I can't remember what it's called, but it's an implant in your arm. Nexplanon, that's what it is. Feels weird. You can feel like the nodule in my arm. It doesn't hurt. I can just feel it. It's kind of cool. you can also do, what are they called? But it's like it's a film that goes into the female. And basically covers the cervix and then will eventually dissolve after a certain amount of time. I have not personally used those. I don't remember the name. And then obviously the only 100% effective way is abstinence, but I enjoy sex. So abstinence is not a choice I am making. We'll put it that way. I feel like I was going somewhere else with that. Oh, and then I'm just going to touch on the morning after pill or the plan B pill. I have heard this called an abortion pill, and that is not what this is. It will not give you an abortion. It will not. It's basically a birth control pill. It provides a high dose of hormones, and it prevents a pregnancy, which is why you need to take it between, like, either immediately right after, up to, I think it's 72 hours, maybe 48 hours. And the closer to intercourse that you take it, the better it works. It's not 100%, just like anything else. But it is something you take after. It's a pill you take after intercourse rather than before.
Any preggo myths?
Yeah.
So there's one right there.
Yes, that is one right there. Just because they're funny, we wanted to kind of pull out some of these, like some of the stories you hear as like parents tell as when you're a child of how babies happen. Or I know a few people who are older that didn't get great sex ed and had some myths about how you get pregnant. So, I mean, there's the obvious, the stork brings the baby. I know a gal who thought that if you had oral and swallowed without a condom, you could get pregnant.
Oh, wow.
I know somebody who thought that their male the male partner was the one that took the birth control. Spoiler alert, that doesn't work, ladies. You have to ingest the hormones, not the men. There's another one, really sweet older lady. She was born and raised over in, I want to say, Cambodia. And she thought that if you sat on public transit on a seat that was still warm from where a male was sitting, you could get pregnant. Again, not how that happens. I know somebody else who thought that if you sat on a seat, the same toilet seat that a male was sitting on, you could get pregnant.
What?
Yes. They've also, I should find the studies, but I'm pretty sure they've disproved, like, no, they have disproved, like, you can't get an STD that way either. It's very, very, very unlikely because it won't survive on the plastic. Another one, this one's from the Addams family, actually. They're sitting there. And so the kids are sitting Wednesday and, oh, Pugsley. There we go. Wednesday and Pugsley are sitting in a waiting room while Morticia is having a baby. And there's another kid in there, and she's like, "My mommy told me that the fairies plant a diamond under the cabbage patch, and the rain waters it and takes care of the baby. And then when you move the leaf, there's the baby," or something along those lines. And then Wednesday's like, my parents had sex. It's hilarious. I love that. That's like one of my favorite parts of Adam's Family.
Shout out Wednesday.
Shout out the whole Adam's Family. Like, hell yeah. I would totally live in their house. But yeah, so those are some of the myths on how babies come about. When in reality, it's when sperm and egg connect and attach to a uterine wall, typically in a uterus or fallopian tube. If it's in your fallopian tube, get that checked out. That's not good. Could explode. That's scary. And those are my myths. Have you heard any crazy ones, Edwin?
I've only heard you can get pregnant from anal, and
That one's a no-go also.
and
Also, side note on anal, you don't ever want to go anal to vaginal.
oh yeah, no.
That's a no-no. That'll give you like a UTI and not fun stuff, and it's not great.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing anything like that. It's just causing it's it'll just cause more problems.
Yes.
So well, that's really all the myths that I have. So which kind of brings us into our last topic here, which is we've talked about it before, and we're just kind of
Lots of
gonna
times.
yeah, we'll just kind of give it like a little brief, you know, a brief thank you. But consent, guys, you kind of heard my story earlier about, you know, obviously, like, you know, the drinking and, you know, having sex. You know, it's one of those things where it's, you know, it's scary, because what could have been worse is, you know, had it, you know, turned out bad or anything. Because, you know, if somebody's intoxicated, can they truly give consent? So I mean, there's ways where you can look at it, but no, consent is a big thing. You know, make sure that both partners know what's going on. Make sure that they're agreeing to what they're doing, and you know, you can always tell if they're enthusiastic. That's usually the best sign. But anything you want to add into that?
Definitely want to add into that. So I personally don't believe that if you are, this is the first time you're having sex and you're drunk, you cannot consent. You're in an established relationship and you're intoxicated. I feel like that's a different story. Consent is still really iffy right there. But yeah, if you, and especially if the other person is drunk and you are sober, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They cannot consent. You are both not in the same mindset and it's not okay. In fact, one time I went to a house party, and I got there late because I worked, and he was beyond drunk at that point.
Three sheets.
Yes, yes.
Five sheets at that point.
Just about. I don't personally like to get drunk in a big party. I have a 2-drink limit. It gets me kind of happy, but I 2 drinks, that's it. So, you know, we ended up chatting for a long time and he kept drinking, which was totally fine. And we ended up sitting on his bed just chatting, and all of a sudden, like, he starts to cry. And like, so I like kind of kick everyone else out and I'm like, hey, you're gonna lay down and go to sleep. So I'm sitting on his chair and he's laying down in the bed. And he's like, a couple hours later, I'm like sitting there reading on my phone because I don't want to deal with anybody else at the party.
Oh my God.
I'm terrible. I also didn't really know anybody else at the party, so I didn't really want to deal with that. But anyways, he's like, just don't leave. Hold my hand. And I was like, okay, I'll hold your hand. And then like later he was like, he was still drunk, but it'd been a couple hours. He's like, I want to have sex. And I was like, nope. You're drunk. And he's like, no, I'm sober now. And I'm like, no, you're not. It's only been a couple hours and the world was spinning for you before we sat on your bed. Like, no. And so he's like, okay, just don't leave me. Don't leave me. Play with my hair. So I sat there on the bed playing with his hair, reading my book. Thankfully he had the same phone charger as me. But the next morning, like, I ended up falling asleep on his bed. And the next morning he was like, why didn't you have sex with me? I wanted to have sex. And I was like, yeah, you're sober now and can tell me you wanted to have sex. But you were drunk when you told me you wanted to have sex. So I wasn't about to play that. And he's like, yeah, but I was a guy. You could have had sex with me. It would have been fine. No, if I believe that a woman cannot consent while they're drunk, then I sure as fuck think that a man cannot consent while they're drunk. Rape can happen both ways.
Yep, true.
So,
man, that's one of those things they don't talk about. Usually you hear it, you know, that's not knocking women. You usually only hear it on one side. You don't ever hear it for the other, you know. So I appreciate you on that side too. But yeah, just guys, just make sure, like we're saying, just know what's going on. Make sure that you can consent. Make sure you're under no duress or any intoxication or anything like that. So, you know, just make sure that y'all have the same, y'all are on the same playing field, essentially. So any takeaways, Miss Coco?
Don't be afraid to negotiate that they have to wear condoms. Don't be afraid. Again, don't be afraid to negotiate for your safety. If you want them to wear a condom and they don't want to wear a condom, that's fine. They don't have to wear a condom, but they're not going to have sex with you. And that's okay. They are more than welcome to have different values than you and different hard limits than you. If wearing a condom is a hard limit for you, but not wearing a condom is a hard limit for them, like, or either way, that's okay. But it just means you don't mesh and that you guys have different limits, and those different limits are okay, but stand your ground on it. Don't let them coerce you into or pressure you into having sex with something that breaks one of your limits.
I agree with that 100%. I mean, you kind of touch on all of them. Don't let anybody, like, you know, push your limits, have your boundaries. You know, that's part of the negotiation and safety overall, is, you know, make sure that you have a standard for yourself. So, other than that, man, people, please use condoms. Obviously, like, the birth rate has declined as well, which we've all been noticing. But with that, you know, obviously, like, for the people who want to wait to have kids, you know, congratulations. And the people who should be using condoms more often, please, you know, at least start now. You know, you can't say you don't know now, because sex ed is kind of everywhere. So this is just kind of our little show about, you know, vanilla sex ed that we have. So
there was a few topics we thought were important enough to talk about, because like we've said before, being vanilla is not bad.
Mm-hmm. That's where it all starts. So, any shameless plugs we got out here?
Absolutely. You guys, we are now on Apple Podcast.
Oh, yeah. We hit big time.
I finally figured it out. Finally. So like us, subscribe, comment on there, follow us on there. We are also at Dark Side Adventures. We are also at Dark Side Adventures on Spotify, Podbean, Reddit. We're at Dark S Adventures on Twitter. And we are starting to really interact on there and post on there. You yep. can also comment, send us suggestions. Hell, if you want to be on this podcast.
True.
You can email us at ourdarksideadventures@gmail.com.
Oh, man. True. And, you know, I think you already said skeezers. No, I'm just kidding. It's deezers.
Some skeezers on the run. Deezers and Podcast Addict and a bunch of others. We're getting out there, you guys. We're growing larger and larger. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and we were talking about it last time, but I don't know how many followers we got now, but for those followers that are still here, man, we appreciate you guys. Like, it's good to know that actually, like, people are listening. Like, it's scary, but also I'm thankful as well. So thank you guys.
Exactly. We couldn't do it without you.
Very true. Well, that basically concludes the show. So we will definitely see you guys next time on the next Dark Side Adventures.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming. I'm Coco.
I am Edwin.
This has been Dark Side Adventures. Adios.
Bye.